Well, turning now to the battleground state of Wisconsin, President Biden won the state by 21,000 votes in 2020. 4 years before that, Donald Trump won Wisconsin by 22,000 votes over Hillary Clinton. He said that election was rigged before he won it. After he lost to Biden, he went all out on false claims of a rigged election. So it's no surprise that in Wisconsin primaries today, how elections are run and who won last time are very much issues. Some candidates are even pledging to do the impossible and overturn the 2020 results. Chuck Kornbach, who is watching it all for WUWM in Milwaukee, joins us. Hi, Chuck.
Hello.
And start with the Republican governor's primary today, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and the Trump-backed construction magnate Tim Michaels, neck and neck, both being asked at rallies by persistent Trump backers if they'll overturn the 2020 results and claw back the state's electors. How are they responding, and how does this race illustrate the dance that Republicans are having to do in Wisconsin?
Well, the dance is between Donald Trump and Mike Pence to a certain degree. Pence having endorsed Rebecca Clayfish along sort of establishment lines. Clayfish was a Scott Walker lieutenant governor, and Walker has continued to appear with Clayfish on her TV commercials. They almost look like his TV commercials. Mm-hmm. Versus Tim Michaels, who ran for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin in 2004 against Russ Feingold, lost, has sort of been trying to paint an outsider image, even though he has, over the years, made donations to the Republican insiders.
Yeah, and as we said, Trump-backed, and there's also a third candidate polling real low, but Tim Ranthan says he will claw back Wisconsin's fake elector votes. So the other candidates, Michaels and Clayfish, are getting asked about that. What are they saying?
Well, they're sort of hedging. They're not totally ruling out an attempt, but they're trying to keep the focus, I think, both of them, by and large, on what's ahead, and that they will promise to take various steps to clean up, they say, the elections, maybe having one-day voting with paper ballots only, all sorts of things which Democrats would object to.
And whoever wins on the Republican side will run in November against first-term Democrat Tony Evers. How is he faring politically?
Well, he's got the jobs picture, a very favorable jobs picture in Wisconsin to which to point. He has handed out a lot of federal money related to COVID-19 to businesses and other organizations, so he has not had to make difficult spending decisions necessarily in Wisconsin when you're passing along federal money. He's generally viewed as a very nice person, nice individual, and likes to say things that are very Wisconsin folksy, and as opposed to Michaels, who is very strident in some of his rhetoric, and Clayfish, who is very opposed to Evers as well.
Yeah. Well, one of the Senate's most vulnerable Republicans is up for reelection, and this is Ron Johnson. And a slew of Democrats were running against him, but the field suddenly cleared, leaving Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, you know, standing. So who is Barnes, and what are his chances against Johnson?
Well, Barnes was a state lawmaker. Early in 2018, decided to run for lieutenant governor in Wisconsin. The governor and lieutenant governor do not run together in the primaries. They're separate, and then they form a ticket after the primary. Barnes is a black progressive from Milwaukee. Evers is white from Madison and also roots in rural Wisconsin. And they teamed up to defeat Scott Walker fairly narrowly in 2018. Now, Republicans are lining up ways to criticize him already as being too liberal. Barnes and the Democrats have a long list of ways they can criticize incumbent Republican Johnson.
Right. Well, Ron Johnson said, for instance, January 6th didn't seem like an armed insurrection. He poo-pooed that. He wanted to hand-deliver fake elector notes to Vice President Mike Pence that day. Is this election seen as, for Senator, seen as maybe a litmus on those comments? Or, you know, Johnson's been around so long, might there be other factors? What do you think?
Well, the fact is that he continues to say things is, you know, every month there's seemed to be some bombshell. Last week, he said that Social Security and Medicare should be discretionary spending, subject to annual reviews. But Johnson has raised $7 million. He has been underestimated before and remains a pretty formidable guy in terms of being at least a candidate with a lot of money.
Yeah. And lastly, Chuck, there's a much-watched local election for the powerful state assembly speaker. Right now, that job is held by Robin Voss. And Donald Trump has endorsed his opponent, Adam Steen. Steen wants to overturn the last election. Voss says it's constitutionally impossible. The Trump pick Steen also wants to ban contraception. Your thoughts here?
Voss has a lot of support, so it would be an upset if Steen wins, but not a 100% shock, given Trump's endorsement of Steen and bringing Steen up to the stage last Friday when Trump was in Wisconsin.
Chuck Kornbach, reporter with WUWM in Milwaukee, thank you.
Thank you.